Welcome everyone to Digital Care Group. So good to see all of you. We would love to know, like, where are you tuning in from? Throw it in the chat right now. We'd love to see all the different places that you guys represent. We see Iowa and Rhode Island and Wisconsin, which is it kind of close to Canada up there in Wisconsin? We see all different places represented right now, California, North Carolina, and we can go on and on. So cool to see that. It's amazing. Pastor Darren, what do you think about that? I mean, all these places, it's...
Well, I just want to say that every person that's watching this right now, the Lord knows your name. He knows your address. He knows what you're going through. And sometimes it feels like we are part of a large crowd of people. So, you know, Josh, I was just reading recently, just preparing for some of our youth camps in Singapore. I was gathered together with the worship team. And just you know, reminding one another that there's this scripture that says the Lord saw a large crowd and he was moved with compassion and he healed them. So I was just reminding just, you know, all the musicians that were going up for camp to lead in worship that you're going to see a large crowd. But what's unique about the Lord is the Lord didn't see a crowd because he's omniscient and he's all-knowing. He knows every individual. He knows every youth that was coming for camp. You know, even when you get it in a large church or a large meeting, or even now, like, you know, just so many people in the Zoom call, in this recording, you know, so many people watching across America, all the cities that you talked about being represented, like, just sensing the Lord's love for every city, every individual, every family, every story that we serve. Pastor Josh, a shepherd that, you know, leaves the 99 for the one, but in order to go for the one, like, he was paying attention to the one, right? So whenever you feel like, hey, you know, I'm you know, just a face in a crowd, or, you know, the Lord doesn't know my name personally, he does. He pursues you, and it's special to see everyone gathered around across America, tuning in right now and being a part of this, Josh.
It's amazing, Pastor. I love that. And it's the ministry of Pastor Prince. He brings that out. Even with Jesus had to go through Samaria. He went down a certain way after he preached that sermon to the crowds just to be, like, encountered by the leper. And it's so good. I love that. And maybe that's something that we could all step into today for Digital Care Group, is to really believe that the Lord sees you and to personalize whatever is shared for Digital Care Group. And it's so good to see you too, Deaconess Jess.
It's good to see everyone today and all these lovely beaming faces. Yeah.
Yeah, I love being together. This is something that's very exciting. We're all connected. And I know we're not all physically together, but we are together right now in spirit. And the Bible is very clear. When we gather together in spirit, under the name that's above every name, he's in the midst. And we just want to encourage you with that and talk a little bit about, real quick, maybe you're just hopping in for the first time. You're like, what is this all about? What is Digital Care Group all about? Really what it's about is for us to have a conversation, and not one that's natural. We'll talk about regular, practical, everyday things. But really our conversation is around a lot of the things that Pastor Prince just shared in some of the sermons that have been impacting us. And the reason why we talk around some of the things that the Lord has been speaking to us through Pastor Prince is because in us talking about it, we're able to personalize it, we're able to digest it, we're able to own it. And I think a lot of times we hear it and we're immediately excited and we're immediately blessed. And the Lord does that, but he also is calling all of us to own it, you know, yes, on Sunday, but also Monday through Saturday, to actually, like, ruminate on it and meditate on it and let the word that we received in seed form grow roots to the point where it starts bearing fruit. And I think a lot of that happens as we have these conversations. I can't tell you how many times I've spoken to Pastor Darren and Deaconess Jess and my wife Lindsay here, and we've talked about, hey, that was amazing when Pastor Prince said that. What do you feel like the Lord highlighted to you? And in them sharing what the Lord highlighted to them, I felt like I had the permission to own the word personally for myself.
And even like how we're talking about kind of owning the word today, if you don't have time to sit with us through the whole care group, We have it available on YouTube, so you can always go back and listen to it again. If you already did listen to it and you want to listen to it again and share with someone else, YouTube is an awesome resource that you can, you know, watch this care group or another one, one of our past care groups. You can always go onto our YouTube channel. And if you're more of like a on-the-go person, like I know you like to listen while you take walks, if you're going to the gym, if you're sitting in traffic, if you live anywhere near Dallas, you could listen to a whole care group just sitting in traffic in Dallas. You could listen on any of the major streaming, podcast streaming
platforms.
Yeah. And also, if you want to kind of dive a little bit deeper into the care group, we have care group study notes available on our website. So you could jump on those if you want to kind of go into it with some friends. If you want to watch care group with some friends, we have the study guides as a resource.
Yeah, and they could hop in the lobby too.
Right? Yeah, the lobby's awesome. We talk about care group. I know Lacona is always in there praying for people. You can share testimonies, praise reports. It's just a beautiful place of community in our digital lobby.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we try to get in there, but then I'm like, I don't know if we even should because everyone else is encouraging each other. And I feel like
it's so beautiful.
I mean, you guys are getting to it. And the other thing real quick is if this is your first time, we want to bless you. We want to give you a gift. Mm. Please allow us the great honor and privilege of doing so by scanning the QR code that you see right now or texting the word GRC new to the number that you see on the screen. We'd love to bless you and give you a gift and welcome you to GRC Online. I'm excited for today's topic. We always start it off by revisiting a clip from Pastor Prince's, one of his most recent sermons. So, you know, this is going to be an amazing one. The Lord's going to speak. He's going to do some amazing things. Let's listen to this clip together. I would just encourage you right now, if you can, lean in and ask the Lord to speak to you. And as Pastor Prince is speaking, the Lord is speaking to you. And then we're going to have a conversation all together. So why don't you check out this clip?
The achievement of the enemy is to make you think he doesn't exist, so that he can influence your mind. And that's why when your mind is dark, amen, and you find things, you find yourself being oppressed, obsessed with something that you cannot break free from. You are under addiction. Listen, call upon the name of Jesus. All right? Medication and all that is fine and good, but sometimes you got to take more and more and more of that, which the repercussions and the side effect is not too good. Call upon the name of Jesus. I did not say stop it. I said you need to take more and more, and the repercussions might not be too good for mental health. I'm telling you, call upon the name of Jesus because it's spiritual. How do I know? Because I was there. Just like many of you today. All right, you don't have to fight your enemies. You only have to praise God. Lift your voice and thank the Lord because the fighting has been done. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. What are you faced with right now? A situation with your spouse? Things are getting really bad? How about just turning your heart to the Lord and say, this battle, even marriage battle, is yours. Let the Lord. You know why? We are putting our hands in it. That's the reason why we don't see the answers to our prayer. We are trying to help ourselves and we don't even realize it. Amen. We must come to a place that I cannot. No, I still can. I can control him. You know, I can make him change. I can, you know, a lot of ladies marry their boyfriends thinking that I can change him. Famous last words of peace in that relationship. I can change him. He's not a believer. I can change him. He'll go to church after he marries me. I can change him. And none of us can even change ourselves. You see yourself as a person who is nervous, who is full of anxieties and worries and cares. Just tell the Lord, I cannot. Humble ourselves, bros. Just say, I cannot, Lord, but you can. See the man with a drawn sword to smite all your fears and worries and anxieties. Even in your marriage or in any area of life, you're concerned for your body. Right now, bad report, an evil report has come about your medical condition and all that. You know who's going to fight that disease? Not you. The battle is the Lord's. Even this medical battle is the Lord's. Just keep on repeating that.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Maybe we can start this time off. Right? Exactly. Deaconess Jess, you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, wouldn't it be amazing if all of us just like put it in the chat right now, right? Five powerful words, right? The battle is the Lord's. I don't know what that is, what battle it is that you're facing right now. But I love how Pastor Prince was talking about, it doesn't really matter what the battle is. Mm-hmm. There's so many different battles, and the battles we're talking about are like, maybe it's a relational battle that it's just a constant frustration in your own household. Parents to children, children to parents, maybe husband to wife, whatever it is. It's a battle that actually you don't have to fight. It's not meant for you to fight. Maybe it's a battle in your body. Maybe someone's having a battle in their body right now. And we've had that. Yeah. We're not exempt from these things. We've dealt with these things. We're dealing with these things. And I think it's just so important what we're hearing while we're going through a battle. And I love how Pastor Prince is talking about whether it's anxiety, that it's a battle. And I love what he brought out too, is these things can appear very natural and they can feel like it's just a natural thing that requires a natural solution. But I love how Pastor Prince said, like, you know, it's spiritual. And Pastor Prince said, oh, how do I know? He said, because he's been there before. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that Pastor Prince is able to say, I've been there before, whether it's mind games, whether it's things that I'm dealing with in my body or relationships, whatever it might be. It's a battle. And we're not meant to fight these battles or even look at it in a way that's natural. And I feel like that's what stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. Is, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I think especially when it comes to, maybe I'll just speak to this and maybe somebody that's listening right now can relate to it, or maybe it's speaking to someone right now. When it comes to relationships in your own house, and you feel like there's a constant frustration, I think very easily we can think that the wrestling match is with flesh and blood. I think a lot of times we come to the conclusion because maybe it has to do with a flesh and blood relationship, a relationship that, hey, okay, this person is representing a frustration right now, so therefore they're the problem or they're the enemy. And I think that's what the devil loves to do. Pastor Prince started off that clip by saying, like, this is one of the devil's like main strategies, is to even convince us that he doesn't exist. This isn't a spiritual thing. It's this person. It's your spouse. They're the enemy. They're mad at you. They're constantly finding fault with you. You have to protect yourself. You have to defend yourself. And I just was, I was confronted, I feel like, while Pastor Prince was talking about this, because I think even when Lindsay and I, sometimes we see things differently. I have a perspective on something. She has a perspective on something. And I feel like sometimes if she's sharing her perspective and she's not seeing mine, it can turn very easily into a your perspective versus mine. And it can turn into a battle and build if you look at it in a way that is natural and not in a way that's spiritual. And I feel like it's so important because it starts off with very little things sometimes. But if you look at a very little thing in a natural way and you don't bring that little thing to the Lord right away, and I feel like that's what Pastor Prince was talking about, like, call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Call upon the person of Jesus, even if it's a five loaves, two fish thing or whatever it might be. Like, bring it to the Lord before you try to meddle in it, put your hand in it, fix it with your words. I don't know how many times I've tried to do that. Fix Lindsay, tried to fix Lindsay as if I can fix Lindsay, or maybe I shouldn't even, like, I'm thinking like she needs fixing. I need fixing, right? I need to fix it, but I'm thinking I can fix her with my words. I can fix her. And as a preacher too, I think it's more tempting to think you could preach your way through something, you know?
And I even love how he said, like, what makes you think that you could change someone else? You can't even change yourself. You don't even have the power to do that.
Exactly. And I feel like, see, that the problem is, though, we believe we do.
Yeah.
And we say we don't believe that we do. But then we're tested as to what we really believe and what we've really been focusing on by our first response and reaction to the battle that presents itself. Mm-hmm. And I just was encouraged that maybe I've been assuming armor that is a reaction to the hurt and the pain that I've been through in my life. Mm-hmm. Maybe whether it's like someone close to me, my family was dealing with a sickness and a disease and things didn't work out the way I was believing. And then I equipped myself with some armor that actually is not the armor of God. It's my ability to protect myself from a fear that I haven't allowed the Lord to like release me from. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a relational thing where someone hurt me and now the breastplate that I'm wearing is my own righteousness and my own ability to protect my heart from being hurt ever again. I just wanted to share that with someone today. I feel like the Lord was bringing me to Ephesians 6, and it talks about the armor of God. And Paul is just saying, like, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And he's talking about putting on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. And then he goes on to say, we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. And then in addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And I felt like I never really realized this, that all of this in like this whole talk about putting the armor of God, it's all in the context of relationships in the household, relationships in church. Why is that? Because the devil would love to divide. He loves to sow seeds of discord. He loves to divide. How does he do it? By giving us an opportunity through our interactions with one another to be distracted to one another's flaws, one another's faults, the hurt, the pain, so that we would think that it's a flesh and blood problem when actually it's a spiritual issue behind the flesh and blood argument or a relational issue. And I feel like as soon as I start believing that lie, I start making the people that I love the most and that love me the most, whether it's in church, whether it's in my own household, I've made them out to be the enemy when actually they're not the enemy, and no person really is the enemy. The enemy is the enemy. The devil is the enemy. And I love how Pastor Prince, and I'm going to be quiet after this, but I'm just excited because Pastor Prince has taught us, right, that the armor of God is literally God's armor. It's not mine. So what does that mean? It's not my ability to protect myself. It's not my ability to defend myself. It's actually, what are the pieces of armor? They all represent gospel truths, all of them. And as I go deeper into the truth about the gospel, whether it's he saved me by grace, he'll sustain me by grace. The truth that sets me free is the truth of who Jesus is and what he's done for me and that my identity is in him. The breastplate is not my ability to maintain a right standing relationship with God. It's righteousness as a gift. The sword, I don't have to put my hands to it. It's the word of God. It is written, right? Like Jesus did when he was tempted and tested by the devil in the wilderness. And we can go on and on. And Pastor Prince brings out, the Lord never stops at 6. We have 7, praying in the Spirit. How do we put on this armor and look at this battle as one that's spiritual? Through prayer, communing with the Lord. And I'm just so encouraged at this armor, when we stop and take a moment to recognize, hold on, this is spiritual. The gospel truths, when we go deeper into them, the armor actually communicates to us that the battle's already been won, yeah, and I can stand firm and look, mm-hmm, at this in a very spiritual way.
Yeah, it's so good.
So, I mean, that's what's helped me, or I'm believing it's going to continue, yeah, to help me too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just going off of that, that's been, you know, something that we've walked through just in our marriage of realizing, you know, the enemy is real and he comes to steal, to kill and destroy. And the easiest way to do that is to cause division, especially within homes. And something that kind of is my area of worry, what my battle has been probably throughout most of my life and even into being a mom, is health things. So, you know, being little, being scared of getting sick and things like that. And then my dad, we were believing for healing from him from cancer, and he passed away, thank God. He was, you know, he prayed the salvation prayer before he passed away. And I know where he is, that he's with the Lord right now. But then even having babies and having them go through medical things. And right now, walking through the diagnosis of our daughter, Isabella, being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So it is a very real battle that every day there's no rest from it. It's very up and down. There's not really any managing it. So it is very much a present, constant, the battle is the Lord's. And the only way that I have found that peace is to know that that battle has been won. And how I experience any kind of rest is sometimes I even like physically picture myself like, okay, I'm going to give you her blood sugar levels for when we sleep. I'm gonna give it to you, Lord, physically. And that way I am taking the fight out of my own hands, the thinking that I can control any of it. I take it out of my own hands and I place it into his, that the battle has been won on her behalf, on our behalf. And it's not a place of surrender. Like sometimes we think like, oh, if I'm not worrying about it, does that mean that I don't care? Mm. I'm not doing enough. I should be more on top of this. But it's taking that control, kind of meddling my hands into it where I can mess things up more, and giving it to the one that can only, he's the only one who has power to change any of this. And I know there's so many people that are going through medical challenges, whether it's in their own bodies and the people that they love. And just to truly stand on that word, just like we believe firmly, we are forgiven. Our sins have been forgiven. The Lord died for us, took away all of our sins so that we could be right with God. The same is true for healing, yeah. That it is a done deal, that the Lord has healed us, just as true as our salvation is. So is our health and wholeness in this world. So just to stand on that powerful truth that the battle is Lord's, when he said it is finished, it is finished. So that's where I can truly find my rest. And even that's been a contention point as far as speaking,
yeah.
You know, that of trying to convince me with his words and things like that of sometimes lovingly, sometimes not so much of stop worrying about the kids. They're fine. You know, they're fine. They're fine. And that was a, you know, trying to convince him, no, we need to bring him to the doctor. No, we don't. So it's very real. And just because, you know, we're in the position that we're in, we're just like everybody else. And we have very real battles. So just for anyone that is going through something similar or, you know, will in the future, the battle's the Lord's. There's no condemnation. We're the righteousness of God in Christ. It's truly his battle that has been won.
And I feel like for us to come together and say, hold on a second, let's stop staring at one another, mm-hmm. like Pastor Prince said, and call upon the, what do we agree on? We agree on who he is. We agree on what he's done. Mm-hmm. And let's not talk about all the other things right now.
Yeah. That it's, you truly have to stop and leave that space for grace. Like, okay, we're going to stop right now and we're going to pray. So it's been life changing for us. And believing that it's going to be for everybody that's listening.
Wow. It's always so encouraging, you know, Lindsay, when I hear about, you know, just how this ministry of Pastor Prince, right, has just really transformed our lives in the way that we respond to issues that come out of life. I think, you know, this side of heaven, we shouldn't be surprised, right, that, you know, things do come up. But, you know, I'm just always so encouraged hearing that, you know, Jesus is just right in the center of it all for you and for Pastor Josh and your family, and how that has truly, you know, become such an encouragement for all that, you know, you share with. And it is really, you know, I think all of us have been so well taught by Pastor that we do, you know, believe and we know in our minds that the battle is the Lord's, right? And it, in fact, has been won already because the work is finished and Jesus has said it so. Yet, right, we do struggle. You know, I do. And I thought after just, you know, like thinking through about what to share and watching the clip, you know, I just felt like I just want to share personally that there are times when even though I fully believe the battle is the Lord's, I you know, struggle with how to really be there, right, and make that, you know, how I respond. And, you know, I realized that a lot of times, whilst the battle is the Lord's, He can't fight the battle for us if we don't let go, right? And I, you know, when I was just really thinking through about even my own challenges, is, you know, I remembered this book that Pastor Prince wrote, the Live the Let Go Life book. And it is such a great teaching, right? To really, you know, be in a place where we live the let go life. And I feel like if we were able to let go, then the Lord truly will, you know, has already taken the battle. But if not, we're always still going to go through these struggles of, you know, letting go and not seeing the manifestation of what has already been accomplished by Jesus. And, you know, so I just felt like, you know, living the let go life is so important. And, you know, Pastor Josh, you were mentioning about, you know, the boy with the, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Just think, right? He brought the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to this meeting, right? And where, you know, there were more than 5,000, we know, you know, if you include all the men and the children. But he had this 5 loaves and 2 fishes with him all throughout the time that Jesus was sharing. But at the end of it, when, you know, the time was right, he was willing to let the 5 loaves and 2 fishes go, right? And put it, I guess, in the disciples' hands when they found him. Because if he didn't, I'm sure the Lord would have still found something to multiply. But think about the story of this boy, that it wouldn't maybe not in the be in the Bible, but because he was willing to let it go. This became, you know, the miracle that has transformed generations, that we can believe that, you know, where the Lord truly provides and he's able to multiply. And it's such an encouragement for us to know that when we put something in the Lord's hands, it will multiply, right? It's not for us to hold on to. And sometimes, you know, I'll hear, you know, even myself saying like, oh, but I have nothing to offer, right? Then it's okay. Just put your nothing even, you know, into the Lord's hand. But many times there are struggles, there are issues, there are, you know, personal changes that I want to see in my life, in my family, in my relations, like what you said, Pastor. And, you know, I want that to happen, but I struggle in not being able to let go because I'm trying to fix it myself. But, you know, when I come to the realization that, Lord, I'm just going to put these, all these that I desire to see good in my life, I'm going to put them all into your hands and trust that you will work it out for me. I think this is where, you know, even in 1 Peter 5:7, you know, we know that we cast all our cares upon him. We let it go into Jesus' hands because he cares for us. It starts with believing that the Lord loves us, our Heavenly Father loves us so much that, you know, he will take it when we let it go. It's not just going to drop and nothing gets done. And that to me is so encouraging and, you know, really a promise that I claim every day, right? That when I let go, the Lord doesn't, and he will, right? He will accomplish the very first thing that, you know, I gave it to him for. And, you know, the beautiful thing about, you know, verse 10 of 1 Peter 5 is that, you know, after we have suffered a while, whatever that suffering is, sometimes it may not be just a challenge that we have in terms of wanting to fix things and wanting things to happen ourselves, you know, at the time that we want it. It says that, you know, the word says that the Lord will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And, you know, that to me is like, sometimes it's not even that when we believe the battle is the Lord's that we will see what we desire to see, or we see our petition fully answered in the way that we want it. Sometimes it may not manifest, but you know what we are very sure of and promised is that we will be perfected, established, strengthened, and settled in the finished work of Jesus. In the truth that all our sins have been forgiven us and that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. And that one thing that we need to do is really to speak that out, right? Is to, you know, just take the sword of the Spirit, put it in our mouth and let it, you know, pray in tongues. And when we do that, you know, the prayer of the Holy Spirit that will quicken, that will stir up everything, and our right believing everything that Pastor Prince has taught us as what is right, the righteousness of God in Christ that we are. I think that helps us, right, in even responding to battles that come along our way. And I just wanted to share a very quick testimony that, 2 weeks ago, I had a sister who reached out and said that she's been, you know, needing a position and looking for a position. She's gone for interviews weekly, 3 to 5 interviews over the last per week, right? 3 to 5 interviews per week over the last 8 months. And, you know, she is having an interview and she requested for prayer and standing in faith with her. And, you know, yesterday she, you know, just before this meeting, she called and said, you know, Jessica, praise the Lord, but I've been offered a position and, you know, it's a promotion. It's even more than what she was requesting for. And, you know, they've asked her to start on July 7th, 7-7. So she saw the fingerprints of the Lord, you know, the beautiful, perfect, finished rest that she has as she continued to believe that the battle is the Lord's. You know, this has happened for her. And I rejoice and I'm so thankful. And I know that there may be some of us that, you know, have been, you know, this sister waited, has gone through 8 months, but some of us may, you know, it might have been 14 months, you know, that we are still waiting on the Lord. But, you know, the Lord is not a respecter of people. And, you know, he makes everything beautiful in his time. I just want to encourage, if you're that person that has been waiting and that just doesn't seem to be a breakthrough, you believe you've done everything. You've prayed in tongues, you read the word, you've listened to pastor's sermons, you've gone for many interviews, but you have not seen the result. Well, the battle is the Lord's. Let's keep declaring that and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. And you will have what you need. Amen. So just a word of encouragement. And I pray that, you know, even in sharing this, I too am encouraged.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So much, Deaconess Jessica. And just feeling these two words in my spirit as I hear Pastor Josh, Lindsay, Jessica, and also just, you know, looking at all your beautiful faces on, you know, in this call, in this care group. You know, I think what's really unique is, you know, as a minister, as a pastor, like my desire is just to sense and feel the Lord's heart for your family and for your house. Mm-hmm. You know, Jessica, Lindsay, Josh, myself, like, I think we're really here to just, you know, be representatives of the Lord to know that, to let you know that he cares for you.
Yeah.
Wherever you're watching this, like the compassion and heart that we have for the GRCO community is not of our own, yeah. Right? There's human compassion. But I think that when you feel and sense the Lord's love for another person, for another family, like that's something else. So even right now, if you take a moment to, you know, just look at everyone that's in the care group today, those that you can see, and those who are, you know, on the chat. Like, I just want you to, for a moment, just think of the Lord's love for them. And the two words that I hear is, number one, incurable and impossible. Mm. That the time to lean in to the Lord, the time to recognize that the battle is the Lord's, is in situations where we know it's incurable and impossible. So wherever you're watching this today, I just want to minister the Lord's love, his compassion towards your situation, whether doctors have said this is incurable and this is impossible, whether the financial situation is impossible or the medical situation is incurable. However, you know, man's report has come towards you, like, I just want us to join our faith today to know that and sense the Lord's love,
amen,
compassion. Because it goes on to say in scripture, right, that not only did the Lord see the crowd, but he experienced compassion for them and he healed them.
Mm-hmm.
So in his compassion, right, as humans, we can only, you know, be compassionate. But in the Lord, like, his compassion doesn't stop there. His compassion results in a manifestation of his power.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not just sympathy and empathy. It's sympathy, empathy that results in a release of his power. How and in what way and when? Like, that's something that is beyond us. Because our confidence and our hope, it's not when we see the manifestation. My confidence and my hope, and our confidence and our hope needs to be built on an unshakable foundation of the Word of God.
Yeah.
We don't believe God heals because we've seen Him heal or we've seen and heard of a testimony of healing.
Yeah.
We believe God heals the incurable diseases because that's what the Bible says, that by His stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
Amen.
So our faith that the battle is the Lord's, it's not built on our experience or what we see with our eyes, but is an expression of our belief in the everlasting word and promise of God. Contrary to natural evidence, in the face of natural evidence, we stand in faith.
Amen.
Right? While we see the enemies surrounding us. So maybe you're listening to this and you're hearing this preaching that the battle is the Lord, and it sounds like, wow, it's easy to talk about it, but how do I live it? And it's the Word of God. This is a ministry that is all about preaching to us the Word of God. It's the only thing that gives us faith and gives us hope. You're feeling hopeless right now because you've heard that it's incurable and it's impossible. You are in the right place. This is the place for the impossible and the incurable, because it's all about going back to Jesus.
Yeah.
So, you know, talking about scripture, I mean, as you're all speaking, as Lindsay was sharing about easy situation, like, you know, I feel so much for Pastor Josh and Lindsay, because we talk about it, but they're living in the reality of praying for Izzy every single day.
Amen.
Constantly monitoring her blood sugar levels, you know, day and night. Every meal that Izzy has is a reality for them. This battle is ongoing, right? It's relentless. The evidences are there. You know, I've been in their homes, right? Like Lindsay, there's an app that you're tracking 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to ensure, yeah, that, you know, Izzy's, you know, blood sugar is at the right levels and everything. And just imagine, I mean, I feel so much of the Lord's love, and I know this community as well feels this love for this precious daughter.
Amen.
You know, in our house, and we want to keep on pressing, and we want to keep on believing by faith, not by power, not by our might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. What seems impossible,
yeah,
and curable, like our full faith and belief, we're going to believe all the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Amen.
We're going to believe in God's word all the way. So as you're sharing that, Lindsay, I go back to the sermon, right, the pastor was preaching. And let's just read some scripture, because our faith cannot be built on our opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our faith cannot be built on our intelligence. Our faith cannot be built on the smartness of all that's happening with AI or the internet, right? The fear of knowledge of good and evil. Our faith is established on God's word. So I remember Pastor preaching from, you know, if you have your Bibles with you and you're, you know, watching this right now, just look with me to Joshua chapter 5, verse 13, right? And it says that when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hands. And Joshua went to him and said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" So this is a special moment. Because many times, you know, we wonder, right? We, you know, is the Lord for us or is he against us? Is he, this picture of like, and there's a place for that. Believing that if God is for us, who can be against us, right? There's a place for that. But in this story, what's interesting is when Pastor was preaching this, this is a revelation. Go back to the sermon, right? When Pastor was preaching this, he said this, right? He was not there. You know, this manifestation of the Lord, the commander of the army, the Lord of hosts, is Jesus himself, right? It's the pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus in the Old Testament, right? He says, like, I'm not here to be for you or for the enemy. I'm here to take over the battle, right? The Lord is at times not just here to fight alongside with us, side by side, right? Is there a place for that? 100%. Right? The belief that if God is for you, who can be against you? But in this very instance, when Joshua asks, "Are you for us or are you for our enemy?" The Lord's answer is like, no, hang on. No, I'm just the commander of the army. Now I have come. Now I have come. Now I have come. That's the living word of God. So in the midst of all our enemies, we need to look at the word of God and go like, "Lord, now you have come. Jesus, you are here in this situation. What is incurable, what is impossible, now you have come into this situation, into this battle. You are the commander. I'm not the commander." Because what's the alternative? Lindsay, what's the alternative, Josh? Right? That if the battle is not the Lord's, it means that the battle is our own.
Yeah.
It means that we only have our own resource in this meager, finite arm of flesh that has so little strength, so imperfect knowledge, you know, but we have a commander. That's why I love this ministry, because this ministry is all about pointing us that to the Lord, to our commander of the army, that Jesus is with us and for us, and he's not just here to fight alongside us. He's here to take over the battle.
Yeah.
So in times, right, Lindsay, where it just feels so overwhelming, feels so tiring, feels so long drawn, that we can look at scripture and see a man standing before us, a commander standing before us, and his sword is drawn. And it is his battle.
Amen.
It's in his hands. Right? It's his sword will deliver us. Not our own sword. Whatever that is. Not our own efforts. Not our own resource.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, in this digital care group, like, in this family that we have, like, let's remind one another today that we have a commander of the army. On our side, he has come to take over the battle for us.
Yeah.
Whatever that battle is, wherever you're watching this, whatever it's incurable and impossible, we want to stand in faith with you, but we want to point to you to look at the commander of the army. Sword is drawn. He is with you and he is here now. But Pastor, I don't see him. I don't see him in the situation. What I see is the medical report. That I can see. Wow. What I see is the evidence of the sickness, of the disease, of the debt, of the poverty, of the lack, of the not enough that I can see. But I pray that we come together to not see things in the natural, but that we can see things with spiritual eyes, that the eyes of our heart be open to see into the things that are spiritual, so that we can see the invisible power of God in your situation. That the moment that we pray, that even it looks like nothing has changed, the moment we have prayed, we believe that God has sent forth his power, his resource, his supply into that very situation. By faith, we release it into that battle. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So wherever you're tuning in right now, whatever situation is incurable and impossible, you are at the right place. And we're going to just take this time to pray together.
Yeah.
Write to us. Share in the chats if you can. If you feel comfortable to, you know, you have a situation. You know, we want to pray with you. We want to point our hearts together. This is a fellowship of believers in the commander of the army. Our hope is not in ourselves. Our hope is not in our resources. Our hope is in the eternal one. It's in his Jesus. So when we are in moments where we feel like we have strength, moments where we feel like it's too exhausting, it's too much to bear, it's too stressful, it's too much cares, it's too heavy, let's remember the commander of the army. The Lord says, I have come into the battle. Could you invite the Lord into the battle right now? Could you see that whatever situation it is right now that you're faced with, that with full faith, that the Lord will open your eyes to see the invisible power of God in your situation? That Jesus is with you right now. For you, his power is towards you. Everything that he accomplished at Calvary, every benefit. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Help me, Lord, to not forget all the benefits that you've accomplished for all of us at Calvary. That you forgive all our sins, all our sins. That you heal all our diseases. Let us understand and lay hold of the revelation of the forgiveness of our sins, so that we can step with bold faith to believe in the forgiveness. And as we receive that forgiveness, we have the power and faith to believe that we can step into a new level of revelation to believe that you also see all our diseases. And that we can then step further into believing for divine protection. Be found always at the right place at the right time. And further on, to step in to believe for the renewal of our youth and our strength and our vigor. But let it begin with us having a deep appreciation of understanding that at the cross and at Calvary, you have forgiven our sins completely. Now we can stand without condemnation in your presence to receive with boldness healing for our physical bodies, healing for our loved ones, protection, divine protection, all the blessings and protection from Psalms 91. Then to experience the renewal of Jesus' name. Lindsay, as the Lord moves on your heart right now, could you just begin to pray and just minister? Is there anyone that's faced with an impossible, an incurable situation?
Father, we just thank you so much for your great love for us. We thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son for us. And because of his perfect work on the cross, Lord, that we can boldly say that we are healed, we are whole, we are strong, we are well. And it says in your word, Lord, that you will fight for us, that we need only to be still. So we are just still right now, Lord. We look away from things that are real, things like symptoms and doctor's reports and things like that, Lord. We look away from things that maybe real to things that are true. It says in your word that we are healed. So we thank you for that truth, Lord, that it's not about what we feel or about what we say or feel or see or things that we are confronted with, Lord.
Yeah.
We look to your truth.
Yes.
And we just thank you that you have fought our battles, that whatever is impossible, whatever is incurable, is possible with you, Lord.
Yeah.
So we just thank you. We hold on to that truth in Jesus' name. And I just thank you for everyone that is facing cancer, diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, things that they say are impossible, Lord, things that they say are terminal, that your word has the final say. So we just thank you for the miraculous. We thank you for even the work that you have done for incurable brain tumors being healed, Lord. Yeah, that is impossible, but you did it, Lord.
Yeah.
So we just thank you for more of those testimonies to come forth, that there would be a great healing that would go forth for your people, Lord, as they just continue to go to you, knowing that the battle belongs to you and that they are so loved. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I just wanted to real quickly, if there's anyone concerned for a family member or a relative that's dealing with like memory loss, and it seems impossible for their memory to be restored, the Lord sees you. And the Lord is with you right now. I'm just reminded, as Pastor Darren was talking, that Jesus didn't just come to come alongside us. He came to take our place. He took over completely. And Lord, right now, I just speak over that household, over that person right now that you see that is discouraged by even the interactions that they're having with their family member, where they don't remember certain things and things that have happened between them in their past that are good memories, they can't even remember them. I just speak a restoration, Lord, and over that person even right now that's concerned over that family member, that they would see in a fresh way that the battle is the Lord's, and that they would call upon the name of the Lord, and that they would see that you have come to completely take over, Lord. I thank you, Lord, they would catch that beautiful truth personally for them right now. And Lord, all the different prayer requests that I see for jobs and for incurable diseases, Lord, that the chat right now is filled with. It's too many for us to actually call out. But Lord, you see each of them and you're paying attention to each of them. And we thank you that you're attending to them and that you're taking over completely as we turn our eyes away and turn our eyes to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you that even in this time, Lord, we can just pray and ask for your aggressive peace, Lord, to guard our hearts and minds, Lord. The shalom, that everything is well in you. And Lord Jesus, we just choose to remain seated in the secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, in this place of refuge, you are our fortress. And Lord, we thank you that no evil, no plague, no pestilence shall come near us, nor our dwelling place. And we thank you, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to just open the eyes of our hearts to see more, Lord, of the finished work of Jesus at the cross. The height, the depth, the breadth, the width of your love, Lord Jesus, when you went to the cross and hung on it for us and in our place. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, as we continue in the days to come to just turn our eyes to behold you, Lord, not just superficially, but intentionally, deliberately, Lord, be in your presence and be near to you, so close, Lord, that you're just a breath away, and be conscious of your presence. For in your presence, there is power. power, not just for the things that we want, but true power that heals, that delivers, that protects, that sets free, Lord, from any kind of bondage. Power for us to be free, Lord, to live the abundant life. Father, we thank you that only in our nearness with you can we experience fully, Lord, all that Jesus has already accomplished for us at the cross. And we just thank you, Lord. Take away busyness from our lives, Lord, the busyness of attending to matters in the natural, and cause our hearts just to be drawn to you, Lord, to be in intimacy with you more and more. And Lord, when we draw near, you are always drawing even nearer. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we pray this evening to be one of the most restful sleep for everyone that's joining us. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for even this wonderful care group family that we are a part of. That, Lord, we are just so blessed, so greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved by you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I want to say a quick prayer for all families that are caring for a special needs child or special needs young adult. Lord, I just thank you that I feel your love and your supply and your heart of compassion, you know, towards parents and grandparents that are caring for, you know, a child, you know, even a young adult that is, you know, dealing with special needs. Lord, I just thank you for healing breakthrough where it is impossible with men. We speak forth, we continue to believe by faith in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Restoration for healing in the name of Jesus. We speak forth, what is impossible with men is possible with you, Lord. Battle is truly in your hands. And Lord, I just pray that in the midst of all these challenges, I just speak forth a abundance of your supply of grace. Supply them with enough resources and finances, with provision to be more than enough, Lord. Even as they confront these challenges day and night, I just thank you that the challenges will not cause them to be without hope.
Amen.
Cause them to be without strength, but they will find supernatural hope, supernatural strength, supernatural favor and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Send your love, send your support, send your resource. Be in their situation right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. What a time, guys, that we've just had for Digital Care Group. You feel the Lord's presence. He's right there with you right now. He loves you so much. He sees you. And we just can't wait to hear all the testimonies. We just prayed together. We believe God together. You're not alone. You're surrounded. You with favor as a shield from the Lord himself, but also you're surrounded with GRC Online, our community, and our prayers for one another. I think it's such a special thing for us to have one another, to be able to come alongside and say, we believe together with you. You're not alone. And so we're so thankful that we're able to have this time together. And, you know, care group may be coming to an end this session, but the conversations continue. Mm-hmm. They continue in the lobby. We always see everyone hopping in there and right off of care group, talking about it, what they got, what the Lord did for them. And I just love to see that. So I want to encourage you, if this has blessed you, please share this with somebody. We'd love for you to get this out, because we love saying this. It's way too good to keep to ourselves. So we want to extend it to others, and can't wait to see you in the lobby and for services and everything we have to offer here for GRC Online. And we look forward to the next one. So we can't wait to see you for the next Digital Care Group. Love you guys.